Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You have me all day, 1-866-582-9933, or should I say, you have me all hour, 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, folks, last week it was Hillary Clinton. Remember the high-profile criminal that was never prosecuted by Donald Trump? Remember that? Well, she's still out, and they're highlighting her, the mainstream media, and the useful idiots that are digging a hole to their own demise in hopes that we all fall in it with them. Isn't it interesting that last week it was Hillary Clinton that mysteriously contracted COVID-19? Wow, a virus that they cannot prove to the extent that they've been bolstered it. Wow, isn't that amazing? This week, folks, it's the witch from California, Nancy Pelosi, that the people have been tolerating for decades in this country. Isn't that amazing? All premised on a lie. Oh, Bradley, come on. What do you mean a lie? Well, Dr. Brian Artis has something to say, and I think we all probably should listen to what he has to say. You ready for this? I hope so.
The cover-up and corruption is insane. Anthony Fauci is one of the biggest liars in the planet, and I didn't know who he was. May 2020, he declared in a memo on NIH.gov that there is one drug and one drug only that we're going to allow all hospitalized Americans to be treated with for COVID-19. This one drug, in May of 2020, he said there was two studies that proved it safe and effective against one, the Ebola virus in Africa, in a study a year earlier, and then in a second study that ran from January to March of 2020. And it was actually conducted by the maker of Remdesivir called Gilead. They gave that drug to Ebola patients. Anthony Fauci was the only one that funded the entire study in Africa. So he knew this data. They found that it was the only drug in that one-year study that had an over 50% death rate of all the innocent Africans they gave that drug to in their experimental
trial. Just wait, it gets better.
The safety board for the trial pulled Remdesivir from the study in August of 2019, halfway through that study, and said not another African can get this drug. It's too deadly and too ineffective is what they said. Anthony Fauci declared in May of 2020 that in that Ebola trial, it was found to be the most safe and effective drug against the Ebola virus. That's what he said. I knew right away from the Gilead study conducted 2 months earlier that the entire kidney failure, multiple organ failure, was a result of Remdesivir and had nothing to do with the virus. And that is absolutely true. I said in May of 2020, went into the media, I said, everyone needs to be warned that Anthony Fauci has declared a drug to be the solution to a pandemic for all innocent Americans. He is going to kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocent Americans with this drug. So you have kidney failure, liver failure, now heart failure being caused by Remdesivir, published to do so. Guess what the only authorized drug to treat COVID-19 children is now? In hospitals and outside. Remdesivir.
Whoa, can't make that up, can you, friends? Yeah, and when you think about the degree of the crimes that are being committed against the people on a global scale, and you consider that the mainstream media and corrupt representatives in both state and federal governments are still pushing the same narrative, you've got to ask the people, what is it that you won't put up with? Yesterday I brought up Jeremiah 6:16, right? We're supposed to go back to the old past Americans, right? 53 countries that are listening to me. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old past. Where is the good way and walk therein? And you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what the people said back? Because of their compliance to the tyrants? Well, they said, we will not walk therein because Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Joe Biden, they know better than the Word of God does. Oh, yeah. Jeremiah 6, verse 17 comes to my aid. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully, hearken to the sound of the trumpet, the warnings. But the people replied and said, we will not hearken. We will not listen. Oh, my goodness. Okay. We will not listen. Hear, O earth, behold, the Lord said, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their own thoughts, because they have not listened or hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Just think of that. Because they rejected it. Folks, Health Impact News, 42,507 people dead, 3,984,978 injuries through March 26th of 2022. These are brand new statistics, okay? Yesterday, I highlighted a most important fact concerning what's happening here in America. Dr. Artis was right. 17,500% increase in heart disease in children following COVID-19 vaccines, as they call them. This is not rare, friends. This is happening on our watch. I say this. Woe unto those that keep their mouth shut and do not blow the trumpet along with us in this ministry. Woe unto you is a curse upon those people that refuse to tell the truth in the time of crisis, because we are in that time now. I also wanted to let you know, friends, before we get to the up-and-coming topics during the next segment and then the main topic during the third and fourth segments. If you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live. On the top of that page, go to our Rumble feed and go ahead and subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. It is a live feed. You can watch us 24-7 if you so choose to do so. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. as well, friends. And we're up on the top left side of that page. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please stick to the topic or bring something to the table that has to do with the topic, a branch to the trunk of the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Why do the American people, why do the people in 53 countries that are listening to us now allow the bad guys to set the narrative? Why? Why is the church in America proclaiming gloom and doom and we're going to be raptured from responsibility, which is not scriptural, rather than preaching the word of God and encouraging men to get in on the good fight of faith where the life is? Huh? 1 Timothy 6:12, going to take a quick break, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I just want to highlight this because I said it during the last segment in passing, again, shooting from the hip, being led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, that people want to be raptured from responsibility. Isn't it interesting, these people that are talking about gloom and doom and rapture from responsibility, isn't it interesting how they are spending their time? Are they occupying till Christ comes? Absolutely not. These are the people that are out there supporting their idols. They're the ones that are at the stadiums rooting on their favorite football teams, their favorite baseball teams. These are the people that have no care for the souls of other men, which is the very heart of God. Matthew 4:19. Read it when you get a moment. Matthew 4:19. But rapture from responsibility. I don't know. I heard someone talk about this again today, and for the life of me, I can't find that. I mean, we know Enoch was translated. We know Elijah was translated. We know Christ was translated. But who deserves to be translated more than them? And yet it's interesting to note that 11 of the 12 disciples, including Christ, were all crucified. Yet the church in America has created some new doctrine to state and to share with their followers that don't read their own Bible, 2 Timothy 2:15, that somehow or another they're going to be raptured from responsibility. I can't find that in the Word. As a matter of fact, Matthew 24:36 comes to my aid. But at that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but only my Father. The Son doesn't even know. And then what comes to my aid is instantly John 17:15. I'm tearing down the lies of this new doctrine that was introduced to the church back in the 1800s called rapture. It's not scriptural. Okay? And the only ones teaching that heresy are the hippies that are in the pulpits. Yeah, these are the ones that are capitulating in the day of battle. Read Psalm 78:9. These are the ones that are capitulating in the face of the enemy. These are the ones that are responsible for culture in our society today. When I go to John 17:15, what does it say? This is Jesus praying for his disciples. Tell me where he uses the word rapture. Here we go. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. The Lord praying to the Lord. Okay. Jesus praying to the Father God, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Didn't hear him say anything about rapture. Well, Bradley, I just noticed that a couple minutes ago you highlighted the fact that this was newly introduced into the church in the 1800s, the heresy, the heretical doctrine of rapture. Again, just let me make this clear. It's not scriptural. Do you know how ridiculous you sound to the world? You sound like you've lost your mind. You sound like an absolute lunatic. But again, this is how heresy starts. They create it. They follow a man. They create their own denominations. That's how you have a cultic following. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. And Jesus in John 14:6 said, no man comes to the Father but by me. One God, one Father, one Lord, one faith, one baptism in Ephesians 4. But yet men create these doctrines that other men listen to. And what comes to my aid, the reason they do listen to it, mind you, is 1 John chapter 4, verse 5 comes to my aid. And I want you to hear this, okay? They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. And I want to tell you what the world thinks of you, you reprobate worldlings. The world thinks that you're a lunatic, and they're right, because it's not scriptural in any sense of the word. You ready for this one?
Go. I don't think Christians should believe in the rapture because it's not a biblical doctrine. This is a doctrine that was invented in the 19th century by James Darby in Ireland. And when we were on our Irish speaking tour a couple of years ago, we actually visited and spent a few nights at Powers Court, where Darby used to hold his Bible studies with the rich and the noble there. And the rapture doctrine was developed. But it is not a doctrine that is affirmed historically by any of the great confessions of the Christian church, Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant. It's based upon a misinterpretation of certain New Testament passages where Paul talks about how the Lord will return and we who are believers will be gathered to meet him in the air. Now, the question is, when does this occur? Darby thought that this was a sort of secret return of Christ prior to the second coming of Christ on the judgment day. But there's absolutely no New Testament reason for separating this event.
But people act as if it's the norm. People act as if it's in the Bible because their hirelings from the pulpits told them so. And guess what, friends? For all of those that have taken a drink of this Kool-Aid, it doesn't exist scripturally. Just wanted to clear this up. That's how you make men free, right? John 8:32 is by telling them the truth that makes men free. You better pay attention to who you're listening to, friends, because if it's not the Word of God, you're going to get in trouble and you're going to end up following a man.
From the second coming of Christ. When you read Jesus' Olivet Discourse in Mark 13 and you read Paul's teaching in light of that, it seems quite clear to me, at least, that Christ will return at the end of human history. This will be his second coming. His first was the one that ended with his crucifixion and resurrection. That was his first coming. His second coming will be when he comes on the day of the Lord for judging the world and determining people's final state. So when Christ returns on the judgment day, he will bring with him the souls of the departed saints, and then those who are alive at the time of his return will be gathered to meet them in the air and accompany the Lord then to the earth for the final judgment.
Okay, so anyways, we got that out of the way. Just needed to clear that up. And for anybody that said Bradley, he said the 19th century and you said the 1800s. I just want to clarify that as well. The 19th century began on January 1st, 1801, and ended on the 31st of December, 1900. So therefore, what I said holds true. Wanted to make clear that we were all on the same page there. And again, just tearing down the lies that have been told through the heretics and the hirelings in the pulpit. Again, read John 10:12, and you'll find for yourself clearly that it does not exist. Folks, there's so many things. There's so many things in Scripture, and there's so many people out there that are heretical. I mean, folks, you got some people talking about this portion of Scripture from the Old Testament, like that of Nephilim. Then you have them talking about the flood, and you have them talking about this, so on and so forth. But I just got one question. Historically, the flood is great. We can prove it by the we can prove it by the columns that have been laid out. You can see these in South Dakota. You can see them in Arizona. It is fantastic. We have findings from the past. If you go to WyattMuseum.com, you'll find out all of this information. It's great historical information. But again, I want to tell you this. People that are talking about Nephilim, and they get stuck on Nephilim, and they get stuck on this, that, and the other thing, how does that lead men to salvation? Can someone help me with that? Because our purpose is to go out there and seek and save that which is lost, not to get people distracted by something that doesn't matter. And nor does it apply to where we're at today in the saving of men's souls. But they talk about it to distract. And it's interesting, they try to explain to you what they themselves don't even understand. Well, that's rightfully so, because the Holy Ghost came about to do what? To bear witness of the Christ, who was crucified, who was buried, and who rose again on the third day. That is our job, is to seek and save that which is lost, not to drive men or distract men concerning things that don't matter, or those things that they want to talk about while they swallow the camel. And how do they do that? They strain at the big gnat. And you see this all the time, all day long. And it's what's scary about it is a lot of these people, they when they talk, they actually think they know what they're talking about. Okay, but you're supposed to find your faith in the wisdom, and not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And many of the things that they talk about fall to the ground because the Spirit's not bearing witness to their lie or their compromise or their heresy. And then men get confused, and then they wonder why they're confused. Well, I can give you the answer. Go to Daniel 9:7, read Daniel 9:7, and you'll understand. Okay? Get back to the Word. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, right? And then we're not going to get weird, folks. And if you see people that are getting weird like that, well, you know what? Reprove them, correct them, instruct them. If he doesn't listen to you, go ahead and just cast him away. Still count him as a brother. Bring it to the church. If he refuses to hear the church, then cast him out as a what? As a heathen. Because you know what? 8 times out of 10, that's what you're going to find out. They're not born of the Spirit in the first place. That's why they're distracting you away from the cross, away from the plow, and away from the Christ. From the Christ. Okay? Keep your eyes fixed on them. Hebrews 12:2. We're going to come right back. We're going to get to our main topic in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate. Jackson will be the first black woman to ever serve on the nation's highest court. She'll be replacing liberal Justice Stephen Breyer. Jackson receiving 53 votes And according to constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley, things were not always so partisan when it came to Supreme Court nominees.
At one time, it was considered to be a standard that you didn't vote against a nominee because of a judicial philosophy. You voted just on whether they were qualified. That time has passed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the United Nations is voting to suspend Russia from its Human Rights Council. The council suspending Russia for committing gross and systematic violations of human rights in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Scientists studying the body make an amazing discovery.
Scientists have discovered a brand new type of cell inside the human lungs. The newfound cells play a vital role in keeping the respiratory system functioning properly and could even inspire new treatments to reverse the effects of smoking-related diseases. The study was done by the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Nancy Pelosi has COVID-19. A spokesman for the Speaker of the House says Pelosi is currently asymptomatic. Drew Hamill tweeting that the California Democrat is fully vaccinated and boosted. Pelosi was at a bill signing ceremony Wednesday with President Biden and Vice President Harris. Tiger Woods is taking a swing at the Masters tournament at Augusta National. The golf pro officially teed off just after 11 a.m. Eastern time for this year's tournament. He's playing after suffering injuries in a serious car crash last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, you just heard during the break, friends, Ketanji Jackson was confirmed. I told you that. I mean, folks, what they're doing is casting it into your teeth. They're showing you that you have no power to stand before them. This is, again, folks, honestly, any questions or comments you'd like to make in the contrary or in agreement, 1-866-582-9933. This is perfect judgment upon a people that tolerate corruption. And when you look in Isaiah 3, by the way, again, and just mark the word of the Lord, friends, because here it is. This is what's happening, okay? Woe unto the wicked. That means God literally is damning and judging and damning, okay? That's what that is. It's a curse. Woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given. You do nothing, you sow to the wind, you're going to reap what? The whirlwind. It's exactly what you're reaping right now. And Ketanji Jackson goes to prove the point that I've always made. For every day that you give these people more time, they're going to keep stacking the powers that are tolerated against you, where it actually gets to the point where you have no strength to stand against them. You are not there. You've only deceived yourselves into believing that you're there, okay? If we were there, friends, you wouldn't have all these illegals being drawn into America. All these illegals are being brought into America because it goes to show you, listen carefully, write it down, they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. That's why they need the illegals. That's why they're stealing your money and giving it to them that don't work and them that are being drawn into your country illegally. If that stops, they won't come in anymore. This is what you're tolerating. You are adding strength to tyranny day by day by tolerating corruption. And Ketanji Jackson is a part of that corruption. as you well know. She can't even tell you when life begins. She can't define a woman. And I got to tell you another thing. Isn't it interesting that during the break, nobody highlights the skin color of people in this country more than the useful idiots to the mainstream media? I don't care what color she is. We all bleed red. Acts 17:26. But I want you to listen as to how this curse is going to come, because you see it transpiring and evolving day by day in this country. Listen carefully. Isaiah 3, verse 11 and 12. Woe unto the wicked. The wicked are those that know to do right and do it not. That's the American people. It shall be ill with him, and so it is, for the reward of his hands or her hands shall be given him. As for my people, the children will be their oppressors, and the women will rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the ways of the past. Now, do you think that if it was the word of God leading 86% that profess to be Christians in this country, we would be in the predicament that we're in today? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As I was just highlighting during the last segment, it's interesting how we need to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, the Word of God and the Christ, Hebrews 12:2, because when we get our eyes off of Him, we start to listen to heresy, and then some people start to believe it is as if it's in the Word of God, when in fact it is not. Okay? If the people in this country, I've just seen this, and I want to show it to you really quick. If I can blow it up, I don't know that I can blow this up or not, but I'm going to try to before I actually bring it up on social media platforms. And that is, yep, I can. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up. This is actually Tucker Carlson. I believe in a lot of ways he's installed as well. He's blind to the obvious in many cases. But in this particular case, it's good again. I'm just, folks, love it in the truth, okay? The fact of the matter is it applies to all of us. And I want to say this as well. Let me say it again. Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not. We don't excuse our shortcomings. No. When we come to the point where we have no more excuses as to how we don't overcome, I'll tell you what, that's when we're going to become and be perfected by the grace that's been given unto us. 2 Peter 3:18. Christ is the standard. Christ is the standard. Christ is the standard, and Him alone. Period. Exclamation. Period. Okay? So let me go back over here and show you, now in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, what happens when Americans don't understand constitutional law, which is as simple as pie to understand. Look what they begin to follow when they get their eyes off of the Constitution. I'm embarrassed to say it, but is it true? Oh, it is. Check this out.
Any room he enters. If you doubt it, watch this. This was the scene at the White House today. Take a careful look at this. You've never seen anything like it.
This is the said leader of the free world. I want to say this while you're watching this. Do not feel sorry for this wicked, wicked man. He is a wicked, wicked man who's been sold out. Okay? And when I'm talking about sold out, he's been sold out by the people that he works for, because when they don't need him anymore, they're going to throw him under the bus, and it looks like that's exactly what they're doing publicly. But also keep in mind, this is the individual that has sold you out, America, Luke 22:48. And I also want to remind you that you're being sold out by people like this because you've sold out the Lord. It's true, okay? And it's scriptural. Watch Joe Biden wander aimlessly in his own White House, right? Or should I say his own appointed White House, in those that the mainstream media want to acknowledge, as if to suggest that he was voted in, which he is not. Look at how nobody cares about who he is. He's lost, folks.
That's the President of the United States in his own house, shunned. Nobody would talk to him. So Biden wandered off looking vacant.
It shows you how he's being used, friends.
Former President Barack Obama was obviously deeply grateful for the attention. Oh. And then it got worse. It got much more poignant than that. Watch Biden try to horn in on the conversation swirling around Obama. Everyone involved in that conversation, including Kamala Harris, who supposedly works for Biden, ignored Biden completely. Biden desperately tried to get Obama's attention. He puts his hand on Obama's shoulder. He even calls him Barack, like they're friends. But Obama blows him off. He acts like Biden's not even there. Ask yourself if you have ever in your life seen anything sadder than this.
I'm sure the Secret Service could tell us stories, friends. But, again, it shows you that they're only using Joe Biden. As Joe Biden thinks he has one over on the American people, he all the while knows he's only doing what he's told to do. The fact of the matter is the American people know it. But I'll tell you this, if the American people understood the Constitution, both him and Kamala Harris and Barack Obama would all be incarcerated for their crimes against the American people. But because they don't, they follow a guy like Joe Biden, who nobody cares about. And folks, I'm telling you, that's the sort of judgment that will come on this country soon enough. Now, I need to get over to this topic. There's other things I wanted to cover. We'll get to those tomorrow, concerning the child abuse coming out of Hollywood. These men and these women that have children, concerning the Hollywood stars out in the West. Notice the star that the wise men followed was over the east. You notice how Satan mocks everything Christ does, so he has to put a star out in the west. And they have their stars on Hollywood Boulevard. Isn't that interesting how they have to esteem one another? Isn't it interesting as well that Scripture tells us that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God? Well, guess what, friends? Many of these Hollywood stars are training their children up to be whatever they want to be. Boys as girls and girls as boys. Why the American people tolerate these people to set the moral compass, I have no idea. But I do know this, there is some good things happening with that. Movie theaters all over the country are failing and falling. Why? Because people are sick and tired. They're turning their TVs off, finally. You should have done it a long time ago, especially the day that you got saved. But let me get over to this, friends, because this is the main topic. I just wrote this morning. The devil is always found in the details, labeling Americans while exposing themselves. I can tell you for the most part, you probably never heard of anything like this. Here, let me just put a little salt on your tongue really quick. Since when is following the Bible and the U.S. Constitution a far right position? It's the law of the land. But we're constantly told by subversive organizations like the SPLC, like the ACLU, like that of Right Wing Watch, who attack me on a continued basis. Thank you for your service, by the way. It's interesting to me how over 198 other organizations subversive to American government, funded by George Soros himself, an international criminal, somehow or another, has a right to establish these organizations, again, that are subversive to American government, to go ahead and attack law-abiding citizens. Isn't that crazy? I mean, isn't it interesting to take note that reprobate revisionists who have been doing their best to twist the definitions and meanings of common sense words? Because this is what they do. And these are the people, just think about this, that these are the people that profess themselves to be wise, but the Bible says they're fools. That's these people that I'm highlighting right now. You see, they attempt to reverse definitions from the truth to the lies that they are attempting to establish. Read Isaiah 5:20. You know what? I'm going to take the time because I've had people say, well, you say all these scriptures, but would you read them off? It's like, do you have a Bible? I mean, is there anything else that I could possibly do for some of you folks? I mean, seriously. Here, I'll give it to you. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Let's just add in context, I'm adding, I speak as a man, those that mean to put the lie for the truth and the truth for the light, the truth for the lie and the lie for the truth, and darkness for light and light for darkness. They mean to reverse them, the very definitions, okay? These are the revisionists. And they mean to establish what they say. It's important that you understand, because you need to understand that you are the end aim. If you're a law-abiding citizen in this country, you are the end aim, because they mean to criminalize you. Okay? They mean to criminalize you. I'm going to put that into perspective in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm talking about, since when is following the Bible and the U.S. Constitution a far-right position? Isn't that crazy? You ever thought about it that way? Folks, the Bible, common law, and the U.S. Constitution and its numerated laws and its state statutes, according to the U.S. Constitution, congruent, are the laws of the land. Yet you're allowing the mainstream media to attempt to criminalize you for doing what our laws stand for and condemning them. It really, what it comes down to is who wants it more, right? Yeah, that's exactly what it comes down to. Folks, these are the same people, as I said during the last segment, that are trying to redefine words and meanings of common sense words. You know, for example, they like to call people like me haters, yet I'm the one making reference to the law, Romans 3:20, that condemns their crime, when the truth of the matter is they hate the law that I'm making reference to that condemns them. But they want you to believe that I'm the hater for calling out their crimes. No, I love my freedom, period. Right? I understand the price paid for my freedom. Too many men fought, bled, and died giving me the freedoms that I have through their bloodshed to give me the freedoms that I have. And I'm going to live under what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. And before God and man, I'm not going to tolerate your crimes, regardless of what you call me. The law condemns you. Here, let's get to it. Folks, these people are subversive to the Word of God, Micah 3:5. They mean to create enemies of the state. But the only way that that can happen is if you don't know the word in the Constitution. Okay? They are subversive not only to the Word of God, but also to American law, as I just said, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So therefore, criminals, they are friends, to say the least. So we must take care that we know the truth of the matter, that they mean to pervert and distort, John 8:44. At the same time, we must expose them and their masters, the devil, at every given turn, Ephesians 5:11. Say, okay? You probably have all heard this. I'm trying to skate through this a little bit quicker because I want to make sure I get it all in during this last segment. But I want you to take note that if you're not careful, the newspapers and the mainstream media will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Case in point, yesterday I was in a store. And as I was walking out, a lady says to me, would you like to go ahead and give to the Ukrainian cause? And I started laughing. I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, how ignorant are people? We want to support a guy that's attacking his own people. Well, that's what the mainstream media is pushing. They want you to get behind the Ukrainians, not understanding, and they want you to get behind the underdog. That's how they're selling him, Zelensky, the homosexual, sodomite, crimes against nature, right? That's why he's attacking his own people, the comedian and the actor, and in America we're raising money to support him? Nope, ain't going to happen. This is what I'm talking about. If you're not careful, they will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Folks, let me give you a couple examples. This is fantastic. According to these reprobate revisionists, okay, if you act according to Scripture and hold to the Word of God, then you are a hater for obeying Christ. And I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about those within the church. Remember who crucified Christ. It wasn't the world. It was the Pharisees. Okay, it was the Herodians. Read John 19:15. So if I obey Christ, I remember one time when I first got saved. I mean, really saved by the Holy Ghost. Man had nothing to do with it. The Lord is, He was and is in the present, the author and the finisher of my faith. I remember when I started to read the Word and obey from my heart that doctrine that's been given unto me, Romans 6, all of a sudden my mom said to me, "What's wrong with you?" You know, and I was doing everything I shouldn't have been doing. Nobody had a problem with me because they were doing it. And I'm talking about the professors in the church. Only when I started to obey Christ did it begin to bring forth turmoil within and without. And the Bible's clear that if we, you know, in 1 John 2:6, that we're supposed to follow Him. And the fact of the matter is that's what we're supposed to do. And when that happens, we're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But if I obey Christ, then something's wrong. Then I'm a hater for proclaiming His word. Now, see, these clearly have a distorted understanding of who Christ is. Okay? He came into the world. He manifested Himself to destroy the works of the devil. He came into the world to save His people from their sins, Matthew 1:21, not in their sins. Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. That's real grace. Then put it to Ephesians 2:8 through 10 when you get a moment. So if you reprove, correct, or instruct in righteousness, then according to these reprobates, you're judging them. No, that's what Scripture tells us we're supposed to do, 2 Timothy 3:16. And by the way, we're making reference to the judge's word. When you stand up and protect life, these saboteurs of the truth call you anti-abortionists when we're standing on the side of the law that says thou shalt not kill, and God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Exodus 20, Proverbs 6, 17. These are the people that are trying to get in your minds and in your hearts. Those that stand up for life are somehow anti-abortionist, as if to suggest it's your anti-government when you obey God. Nope. They're the ones breaking the law. We are not. Period. Okay. When you say that marriage is for a man and a woman, these revolutionaries call you a fundamentalist. Well, we are. Or they call us bigots. Well, again, they're at war with God. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. Don't forget that. When you call sodomy, homosexuality, for what it is, biblically, an abomination, Leviticus 18:20 to 20 verse 13, then these fifth column workers call you haters, homophobic, so on and so forth. But it's interesting that American law calls them crimes against nature, and again, it's a felony in every state in the United States of America. Whoa! See, most people didn't know that. That's how they get away with it, because you didn't know it. Hosea 4:6. All of this is happening in the face of the laws and the statutes that condemn the crimes that they mean to normalize. And that's exactly what it is. They have to overthrow those that know the Word of God and the Constitution. And this is what they're constantly hammering on. Let me say this to all the bad guys really quick. The world is the hammer. The church, upon this rock I will build my church, the revelation of God. The church is the anvil. The anvil is never replaced. It's always the hammer. So get ready to be replaced, because the church ain't going nowhere, and I said ain't, okay? The church isn't going nowhere. It never has, and it never will. History, his dash story, proves my point every day of the week. When you call out a crime for what it is, it happens to be a person that is black. These browbeaters then revert to calling you a racist, don't they? Yep, they're browbeaters. Again, friends, don't forget that people that are white are a people of color as well. Read Acts 17:26. We all bleed red. These useful idiots in the hands of their controllers even have people divided down the center into believing that there's actually a right and a left when it comes to the function of American government. And we all know here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that is set up, of course, to divide the people one against another. Mark 3:25. Friends, we are one nation under God. Psalm 33, verse 12. Don't forget it. We are ruled by laws, not by the opinions or intentional misinterpretations of these subverters. And that's exactly what they are. These indoctrinators of the new norm, as they call it, have gone so far as to label Christian patriot conservatives such as pro-lifers, gun owners, and constitutionalists as possible terrorists in the face of these terrorists. Check out the 72 definitions of the DHS. They're at war with you, folks. They're trying to create you out to be enemies of the state. So this is all being done because people have allowed the enemies within to drive the narrative. Ephesians 4:14. So how is it that doctors now destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedoms, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and the bank destroys the economy, if it were not so? It is so. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, no doubt, and the proof is in the fruit of what the American people produce or what they mean for you to produce. See, these criminals want you to believe that when you hold to who we are as people under God, and according to the law, it's somehow unacceptable and or criminal. Beware and stay steadfast. Read 2 Peter 3:17. These have all sorts of names they call law-abiding Christians, but the truth of the matter is that they are subversive to American law and are criminal in their very intents. Read Deuteronomy 19:19. It's time to get up and take back what is rightfully ours, 1 Timothy 6:12, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.